What do the biological psychiatrists tell us about why patients mutilate themselves? There are three theories. The dopamine theory has to do with certain dopamine receptors. And I think most of this work comes out of work with animals. So you can, this whole chapter in my book on animals, you can do certain preparations. You can get rats to bite off their paws or to bite their tails off or to rip open their abdomens. And I think the little that we're learning from this may have some way to help us in dealing with the stereotypic, that is the totally unsymbolic type of self-mutilation. The endorphin theory sounds too good to be true, but it is too good to be true. Every so often somebody rediscovers the endorphin theory and says, oh yes, these patients that learned that if they hurt themselves, then endorphins and they feel good, therefore every time something's bad, then they'll feel cut, and feel pain, and better, and feel good, etc. And let's give them some idea. And every so often, these patients will respond to it, but the vast majority of them do not. The big problem with that theory is that overwhelming majority of cutters and burners do not feel any pain. They're usually dissociated, or they may be hyperventilating so much, they really don't feel any pain. That is why for patients who are really out of control cutters, what we do now is we get them in the hospital, we'll get them to 120 Prozac right away, or a similar SSRI. We start out with Prozac. And usually we do that for a week or so, on it, and sometimes it's quiet, get them to sleep at night. And then that will cut through to the impulsivity. There's no anti-mutilation, the impulsivity. Then we get them in outpatient, and then stabilize, we've gone through everything. And again, it just turns out that the one that we're using the most that seems to have the best effect in the land low doses. However, it is clearly not the answer.
A door to the sacred, and it's not a very nice door.